What do these terms mean?
The terms I've been giving?
Uh-huh.
Means exhausted as far as energy is concerned.
Uh-huh. Tired? What do you
got? Tired. Yes.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Sometimes...
You'll be glad to leave Oklahoma.
No, I like it here. Oh, I think I'll spend the rest of my life in Oklahoma if I like it. Well, I don't know now. I've been watching what the legislature's doing. If someone's voice is raspy, you say you are...
Hoarse.
And if someone goes, you say he
coughs.
You have a friend who was in the hospital with some sort of a disease. Let's say you've been away and you come back and you ask a friend to find out just when this happened. When the disease hit him, what would you ask your friend?
When was he stricken?
Any other way you might say that.
When did he get sick?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say. I think my
wife, so.
My wife would probably say, when did he take sick?
When did he become ill? When did he get sick? I think that's the most natural.
And if in the winter time, if you see someone going around with a runny nose and red eyes and coughs like this, you will say, when did you, or I see
when
that you, I see
catch cold.
Or I see that you have
a cold.
If children are making a lot of noise, you don't like it, what do you tell them?
Be quiet.
A person who has lost his hearing is
deaf.
If you see someone stand in front of you with a camera and hear it go click, you might say, ah, you have...
You took my picture.
Huh?
You have taken my picture.
Yeah, I got two of them.
No, I think I'd say you took my picture.
If when you were a boy, you were going outside and your mother handed you your sweater, and she said, all right, now stop right here. I want you to take this and...
Put it on.
Okay? Then after you've done it, you'd say, all right, mother, now I...
I put it on.
Moving with the speed of light tonight.
Good, that's good.
If you see a man come in from the field and his shirt is all wet, and someone says, did he get sprinkled? You probably say, no, he didn't get sprinkled. He just...
all perspired.
Anything else you might say?
Well, I wouldn't phrase it like that if I'm telling
you. He's what?
I'd say he's been sweating.
Uh-huh.
But you let it into one word, a one-word answer there.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to know if you'd say he sweat or he sweated. So I had the context rather tight. Of course, you use a different verb.
I'll try to do better. Go ahead.
No, that's legitimate. Heaven, did you say perspired? Say perspired.
No, I wouldn't have phrased it that way. I'd said he'd been sweating.